Welcome to the ADRC Insider here on Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
And a good morning, listeners. Welcome back to an all-new conversation of the ADRC Insider right here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor. This is WOMT, 1240 AM, 107.9 FM. And don't forget, we do podcast our show each and every week online at cfrpodcast.com. Click on the ADRC Insider and you can get all caught up. We got Wendy back with us this morning. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, and I have a question for you today.
Oh, I like it. All right.
All right. So why did the golfer bring two pair of pants to golf?
In case he got to hole in one.
But I'm pumped. Yes.
There you go. There you go.
Nicely done.
Hey, Wendy, we have a very special guest on the phone with us this morning. I'm going to let you do the introduction.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. So our ADRC board had two open positions, and we had some interested parties, which was great. We had a great pool of people. And today we are introducing Tina Purgi as our newest board member. I'm excited to have her on board for many reasons, and I'm so happy she was willing to join us today. Tina, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you thought it would be a good idea to be on the ADRC board.
Good morning. Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for asking me. It is truly an honor to be able to serve. Some of you may know my story. I am most recently, I've joined the disabled community, and I know that the work that the ADRC does is so valuable and important to our community, and especially the disabled community. And I feel that, you know, sometimes this community, their voice can be underrepresented, and so I want to do everything I can to advocate and give a voice and help support the important work that the ADRC is doing.
Well, Tina, I know that you are going to bring a light to our board, and you're also going to be a strong voice for those in the community. Like you said, it's hard to sometimes navigate. Do you mind me sharing the bus story?
No, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, great. So I met with Tina to give her, you know, all the goodies for being on the board and explain a little bit more about what we do and our mission. And I loved that Tina wants to increase her independence. So the fact that she wanted to explore how she could use our bus system in the city bus in Manitowoc. So Tina and I have decided that we are going to go on a little field trip, her and I, to see how that works and how to navigate that bus system. And I really think it's going to be a great experience. But Tina, I think that's a shining light for others to encourage them and empower them to know that they can gain independence even in their disability.
Absolutely. And independence, I think, is the first step to just, you know, really getting a handle on your life. And there are so many, you know, services, I think, that exist that people may not be aware of. So, for example, like the bus. And so I'm really looking forward to exploring that with you and finding out how to be more independent. And then, you know, with working with the ADRC, just finding out even more about the services that are available and available to everyone in this situation.
Yeah. Our board was super excited to hear that you were interested in joining and being on our team. So we can't thank you enough, Tina. And your courage is pretty impressive and how far you've come in the last year.
Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate the ADRC helping me personally navigate some things. But, you know, what I've learned so far is I don't want what the ADRC does to be a well-kept secret, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. I want everyone in the aging and the disability population to know about the incredible services that are available to make their lives easier and more independent.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. C. Hafer has been a great partner for us in helping us get the word out, and we're just seeing an increased awareness, and it is not due just to our own. It's always a team effort. Partners in the community help us, and C. Hafer has been one of the greatest ones for us.
Wendy, thank you for that. And Tina, I also just want to say thank you for all that you do in this community and for the inspiration, the motivation that you give many of our listeners on a regular basis. And so thank you for being a board member for the ADRC.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you both.
Oh, yay. Wendy, if people want to contact you guys at the ADRC and learn more about who you are, what you do, who you serve, How do they reach you guys?
Give us a call at 920-683-4180. As always, we welcome walk-ins. We're happy to see you. Visit our website or our Facebook page.
And we'll talk to you next week.
The Aging and Disability Resource Center of the Lakeshore is your bridge to support. Tune in again next Monday morning at approximately 11:30 for an all-new episode of the ADRC Insider. Or download the podcast anytime at seehaferpodcasts.com. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Seehafer broadcasting station.